This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in all over North America. Thank you all to Upper North America. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down in New York City, Jack Carty. And thank you to you, all the listeners, people sitting in traffic, people sitting at home, people making the money, people protecting, delivering, holding it down, moving across state lines, people preparing your food, and people chopping it down. That's to my guy who with the tractor trailer who complained and said, JR, you don't shout us out, our farmers. Thank you, farmers. The food got to come from somewhere. I appreciate you, too. And if you want to talk to me, it's simple, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Caleb Johnson. Covers the Atlanta Hawks for 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, Georgia, for coming through to talk to us about Zachary Risacher. He was selected number one overall in the NBA draft yesterday. If you didn't know, the NBA draft now takes place over 2 days. This is the first year that they've done so. And speaking of firsts, we officially have our first father-son combination in NBA history as the Los Angeles Lakers decided, you know what, don't take my word for it. I want you to listen to what happened about an hour ago, courtesy of ESPN and the NBA draft. Listen to this.
With the 55th pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James from the University of Southern California.
Wow. No, and then there was no big applause. There was no big noise. There was none of that afterwards because Bronny James wasn't there. And why would he be? Why would they have this big old circus and this big old to-do about Bronny James getting drafted? He was selected at number 55. He wouldn't have been selected if it wasn't for his dad. The poor guy had a cardiac arrest. He was able to come back from that. He played at USC. He wasn't even at his best there. Had some impressive numbers at the NBA draft combine. And LeBron James said, hey, I want my son drafted. And the Lakers did so. What LeBron James wants, LeBron gets. If I got to think about a song from almost 25 to 30 years ago, I think, what's this woman's name? Christina Aguilera had a whole song about this. Except for it was about what a girl wants. Well, here in 2024, what LeBron wants, he gets. J.J. Redick, I want it, I get it. My son on the team, I get it. Darvin Ham gone, I get it. And now LeBron James, he's going to get whatever he wants when it comes down to his contract. Is it a 3-year deal? Is it a 1-year deal? Is it a 1-year and an option? We're going to find out soon enough. A lot to get into when it comes to Bronny James, but he's not the only guy selected, okay? The NBA draft is over. They could have saved us a lot of time and just truncated all of this down into one day like they traditionally did. But we did have some other guys. How about that? You know what? Let's actually go through the list. And congratulations to Kyle Filipowski He had to sit in the green room yesterday. Sat there with his girlfriend, undrafted. He was the second pick in the second round today. He's going to the Utah Jazz. Good for him. Let's think about some of the guys that got drafted. And what is a big international draft. I know on TNT they play that game of who he play for. Last night, it was just a matter of who the hell is that guy? I don't know who that is. Like the first pick in a draft, we just talked with Caleb Johnson about this man. Zachary Risache of the Atlanta Hawks. You take a guy at number one overall, you expect a star. He might be a star, but the odds are he may be just another guy. This is what he had to say last night on looking forward to playing with the Hawks and playing with the guys and winning and earning their respect. Listen.
I will be ready to do, you know, whatever it takes to gain the respect of those guys, of my teammates, for sure. But to also, like, really help them to win, you know. And that's the most important in basketball or in sports in general. That's winning.
Yeah, it's important in basketball. Unfortunately, winning is something that the Hawks, they win, they lose. The Hawks are the most 50-50 average team in the entire NBA. I'm not exaggerating. Go ahead and look it up. Good luck with them, guy, okay? I'll see him. Matter of fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow. Zachary Risache. I'm going to see him tomorrow here in Atlanta. Anyway, someone who knows how to win. We'll see if it actually happens. I don't think it's going to happen in Portland. Donovan Clingan goes from UConn to Huskies. He goes from a national championship. He's now a member of the Portland Trailblazers. A team that's going nowhere. I don't know. Maybe Chauncey Billups can give him some advice. This man is 7'2". He should work out in the league, right? And he's had it rough. Unfortunately, his mom passed away due to breast cancer in 2018. She was a basketball player herself. And so last night, you know, he was on television and he did a whole lot of thanking and showed a lot of support. Listen to what he had to say on ESPN about carrying his mom. He had a sewing of her in his jacket. Listen to this.
Feeling everything. You know, I know she's super proud of me. I know she's smiling down. You know, this is everything I've worked for my entire life. And just to hear my name called is, you know, it don't feel real. You know, like you said, I got my mama over here on my side at all times. You know, she's looking down at me. She's smiling. I know she's proud.
Happy for him. I hope he works out. I was joking with someone today. I'm like, you understand one day? I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's like every NBA player from position 1 to 5, they're going to have to get rid of the positions, even more so now. Everybody's going to be 7 feet tall, dribbling, shooting, blocking. The game is going to be ridiculous. Give it another 100 years if we live long enough, right? Congratulations, Donovan Clingan. All 7'2" of the guy, right? Oh, how about this guy? Congratulations to Zach Edey, the Purdue Boilermaker. This man just went to a championship. He lost. But this man is like, hey, I got 26 points for you. I'm getting you all the points down low. People say he's too slow. Most outstanding player of the year, like he can't move his feet. He's 7'4". He's the same damn height as Victor Wembanyama. Except for Victor Wembanyama, a little bit more athletic than him. Last night, Ja Morant is making jokes about how tall he is on social media. And didn't even stop there. Speaking of tall people, well, I don't know how tall Kristen Peake is from Yahoo Sports. She had some thoughts on how Edey is going to fit in on the Memphis Grizzlies. And let's just say she doesn't think he's going to fit in.
To me, this has got to be, you know, a terrible pick. I'm giving it a C grade, and we'll see if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm happy to take the L, but this is one of the worst picks I've seen in draft history.
Damn, tell me how you really feel. I don't know how often or when he's going to play. All he has to do is stand out there and lift his arms up. Stay out of John Morant's way. John Morant will throw him the ball, dunk it. It's really that simple. Him, Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane. Yeah, they should be good. And Edie's not going to be expected to do a lot. He just has to, quote unquote, fit in. Nobody's asking that man to go out there and get buckets. Tall people, right? Someone who's not as tall is Stephon Castle. And speaking of tall people, he's going to be throwing the ball to a tall guy, and that's Victor Wembanyama. This is like every guard's dream. Stephon Castle, one of the four UConn Huskies selected. He only stands at 6'6" as a guard. How about that? He's going to be throwing up passes to Victor Wembanyama, a 6'6" guy to a 7'4" man. And this is like a Greg Popovich dream. What is Wembanyama going to do next year? I mean, he actually gets better and puts on weight, which he already has. Stephon Castle sat down with NBA TV, and he pretty much said, my job with Victor Wembanyama is to make him better and to make life easier. Listen to this.
I mean, like I said, just being able to ball screen for him, being able to, you know, short roll and, you know, cut, you know, I feel like it'll expand his playmaking, you know, abilities so much more. And, you know, I feel like my IQ is pretty high. So just if we could, you know, bump heads on a couple things, you know, I say something, he says something, and we kind of learn it and grow together. That's just something that, you know, I'm ready to, you know, ready to do, and I'm looking forward to.
Man, I want to play point guard for the San Antonio Spurs. Like, if I could inbounds the basketball, if I could inbound the ball and just air it up somewhere near the basket without even having to dribble, I think Victor Wembanyama could easily come down and just catch it. I think I could throw an alley-oop to a guy 7'4". I don't think it'd be that difficult. Hey, Jack, let me ask you this, man. Did you play basketball? You ever threw an alley-oop to somebody?
I played basketball. I've never alley-ooped. I was always the center, so people tried to alley-oop to me. I was never able to dunk. So I never alley-ooped anybody, but people tried to alley-oop to me, and it never worked. But I would have loved to have tried to lob up an alley-oop for somebody. But, it's tough to dunk when you're in the eighth grade.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So people thought they could do that, but, yeah.
Okay.
Able to do it.
Yeah. No, I played with a couple of people. I was never able to execute an alley-oop. Never. I had to throw it up to people. I don't know. Maybe I sucked. Maybe they sucked. I never did it. But at the same time, I never played basketball with someone who was 7'4". Congratulations to Stephon Castle. This man went from UConn to the San Antonio Spurs. You tell me that there's a better place for him to end up rather than with Victor Wembanyama. Somebody else got drafted last night. The Lakers did this one early, number 17. They were going to waste their draft pick on Bronny. They got a shooter, Dalton Connect, right out of Tennessee. They were able to bring him in. And is he going to be asked to do anything in the league? No, man, just knock down threes and try to play defense. And last night, Rob Pelinka tried to let everybody know out the gate, like J.J. Redick already loves the shooter and is drawing up plays for him. Listen to this.
I was joking with Coach Redick upstairs that, you know, we found a movement shooter to match his skills as a player. And he was already had his whiteboard out, drawn up pin downs and ATOs and actions where he could run a movement shooter off screen. So I think his mind is already working on drawing up plays for Dalton.
Yeah, and I want you to hear what Dalton had to say, because Dalton Connect was asked about playing with Bronny James. No, I'm being a jerk. He was asked about playing for the other or playing with the other LeBron James, and this is what Dalton had to say.
Feels great. You get to play with one of the greats to ever touch a basketball, and it's going to be exciting and to go put on a show for LA.
Okay. He's equally as excited to play with. And this is the other interesting aspect of it. Do I say that guys are playing for LeBron? Like, it's LeBron's team, so are they playing with LeBron? I think they're playing with LeBron and for LeBron. Because God knows, and then even J.J. Redick is coaching for LeBron. This is LeBron's world, and we're just living in it. Even Dalton Connect. What a world that we live in. LeBron's world. I guess that's the name of a new sitcom. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. It's LeBron's world, and we're just living in it. When we come back, yeah, UConn had four players selected in this year's draft that spanned 2 days for no damn reason. We come back from break. Typically, you think Duke, you think Blue Bloods, you think some of the best players that the league has seen, or at least hyped up to be that. You don't necessarily think J.J. Redick. But anyway, we come back, we'll talk about Duke, because they had two players drafted. And I got to be honest, one had to wait overnight to be drafted, and the other one is just like a hot take waiting to happen. I'm going to tell you about Kyle Filipowski and Jared McCain. We'll get into that on the other side. The phone lines are open. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yes, the big news is that Bronny James was drafted by the Lakers at number 55 about an hour ago. And right before we went to break, we actually talked about some of the other individuals that got drafted last night. And then even, well, maybe not today. I'll get into that in a second. Guys like Donovan Clingan and Stephon Castle, Zachary Risachet. Man, I got a lot of work to do on that French name, don't I? I do. I think I'm doing okay. There were other guys drafted. And then how about this? Four guys out of UConn. Then we had two guys out of Duke. Except for one guy had to sit in the damn green room all through the first round. God bless him. At least he was being comforted by his, it's his girlfriend. I don't think it's his wife. That's Kyle Filipowski. What a cold, cold world, right? This man had to put on his tux and his bow tie and had to take pictures and answer questions. And he sat on the floor of the Barclays Center. He didn't get drafted. He had to leave and wait until today. There's an image of him standing in the back just kind of all by himself, because who wants to stand near a loser? Let's just be real. And what do you say to him? Oh, you get drafted tomorrow. He knows he will. And he's standing there with his girlfriend, and she's hugging him, and she's patting him on the back. And meanwhile, she's just probably telling him it'll be okay. In the back of her head, she's probably going, we'll get paid tomorrow. Good for him and good for her. Except for the money is different for the second round picks. I wonder if Bronny James knows how much he's getting paid. I wonder if he cares. Dad's a billionaire. What does he care, right? Anyway, Kyle Filipowski out of Duke. I remember watching him in the junior NBA. He was like 16 years old. He had a twin brother. These guys were like 6'9". And they were abusing everybody in the Northeast. And, of course, Kyle Filipowski ends up where? At Duke. So he can go to Duke and just be hated. because that's what people do at Duke. They hate you. Go ask J.J. Redick. People hated J.J. Redick, and they're bringing it back into style right now. Kyle Filipowski's dropping 17 points, grabbing rebounds, shooting threes at Duke. And the Utah Jazz had to save him with the second selection of the second round. And so, yeah, what a cold, cold world for Kyle Filipowski. And what a sad world. I wonder how long his, I guess his girlfriend is going to be with. Hey, Jack, how long is she going to stick around? Is she going to be around for another week, or is she going to be like, this guy got drafted in the second, I got to get me a first rounder?
You know, that would be pretty cold if she said, hey, you know, I only date first rounders. This isn't going to work out anymore. But
she wouldn't say that. People make excuses. She'd come up with another lie.
Of course, she would never say that. But, yeah, I mean, that, again, I think it would be kind of – I think she wouldn't say it, but like in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking to himself, man, if I got drafted first round, she'd stay. But, you know, you never know. I don't know her. I don't know anything about their relationship, but I think it'd be kind of cold if she left because of that. But I think if they truly care about each other, she's going to stay with him no matter what.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Not everybody is cold-blooded. I mean, this is for some people, this is their profession. Like, I can find me an athlete and I'd find me another. It's like, hey, once you get in a circle, you can find another one. And good luck to Kyle Filipowski and good luck to his brother. He played at Harvard. I don't know what his brother does. It doesn't matter because his brother didn't get drafted. And speaking of Duke, I could tell you someone who did get drafted yesterday in the first round. His name is Jared McCain. He is one of the best shooters in the draft. He is one of the most eccentric individuals in the draft. This man is 6'2", and he can light it up. He can bombs away from three. You put him together in a backcourt with Tyrese Maxey, it may not be the biggest backcourt, but it's certainly going to be absolutely electric. Now, listen, Jared McCain has drawn a lot of attention to himself over the past year, year and a half, 2 years, just because of he's who he is. When I say he is who he is, he got big hair. He also paints his nails. And, of course, he paints his nails, so he garners a lot of attention because typically, in most cases, men don't normally paint their nails, but he does. And then he also played for Duke. And so you gave him another target to go out here and just be hated, to be insulted, to be dissed, to be questioned. If you ask around, people will tell you, though, yeah, this guy paints his nails, depending on what day it is. But at the same time, this man will talk trash to you on the basketball court and light your ass up. The Philadelphia 76ers, they don't care what color he paints his nails. They don't care about his TikToks, of which he has like 2 million followers. But Jared McCain playing for Philly? For a while, and talking to Monica McNutt yesterday after being drafted on ESPN, for a little while he had no words. And then he was pretty much asked afterwards, well, yeah, you bring TikTok followers to the 76ers, but what else are you going to do on the basketball court? Listen to Jared McCain.
Now, much has been made of your 2 million plus TikTok following, right? But now you're starting your NBA career, and I'm sure that's something that you will share with those that are rooting for you. But what will they see of Jared McCain, the NBA player?
Just somebody who wants to achieve any goal he sets out to, a hard worker. I'm going to do anything I can to bring home a championship, bring home just wins in general. I'm so happy to be here, man.
Oh, man. What a place for him to play, I'm telling you. Philadelphia is one place for him to play. They will be spamming this guy's TikToks. They will be in his comments. He's going to want to turn his comments off. He's going to have to stop creating dance videos if he sucks. I'm just being honest. I'm being real. I mean, it's one thing for you to be a basketball player and have a social media presence, and you can do whatever the hell you want. I mean, we got NBA players. Everybody has a podcast, and everybody's talking trash to each other. I mean, Draymond Green, is taking L's in the NBA Finals. And he's going home to sit in a hotel room, about his loss on a podcast. Like, what are we doing? Philadelphia is a tough place to play. And if Jared McCain is out here TikToking and dancing and giving self-care tips, the fans in Philadelphia are ruthless. They will eat him alive. Do I really need to give the examples about throwing snowballs at Santa Claus? Do I? Do I need to give you the examples about like five-year-olds flipping off giant fans with middle fingers? Do I really need to do that? Do I got to show you the footage of the fans climbing poles in downtown Philly? It's rough. If I were Jared McCain, yeah, I'd be true to myself. But I would try to focus in on basketball first. Because if it doesn't work, those fans in Philadelphia, I know you ain't going to be like Ben Simmons. They're not going to be burning your jerseys outside. I think Jared McCain, he can actually shoot the ball. He's not afraid of a layup. You better focus on basketball, man. That's just a little bit of JR wisdom from me. And good luck to the two Duke players. One is Jared McCain, ends up on the Philadelphia 76ers. The other one is Kyle Filipowski, had to sit around an entire day to be drafted to end up in Utah. Have fun in Utah. Go see the Red Rocks. And have somebody make your drink behind the glass, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Big things coming for the Duke guys. And a matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, amongst all of this draft news, we got some big things that have come down the pipe. A matter of fact, we got a big matchup in a WNBA tonight, and it doesn't involve Caitlin Clark. We'll talk about that. Yes, we'll get into Bronny James some more. Tua Tagovailoa, it appears that there is some news or no news with his contract. Are the Miami Dolphins going to pay him? Brandon Ayuk looks like he might be sticking around with the San Francisco 49ers. Patrick Mahomes looks to be in a little bit of trouble for a beer commercial, or maybe not. We got so much more to do. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure, with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, I did mention to you, amongst all of the conversations and discussions around the NBA draft, that there's a big matchup in the WNBA tonight. How often have you been able to say that in your life? Probably this year, or maybe 20 years ago. Sorry, I'm just being honest. And so I'm going to tell you about this game going on between the Las Vegas Aces and the Chicago Sky. Getting ready to head into overtime. This is Asia Wilson and Angel Reese. These are two bigs in the WNBA, putting up big points and big rebounds. And we'll get into that in a second. You know, Jack, I made a few jokes about Kyle Filipowski being drafted in the second round. And, you know, we all saw the images last night of his girlfriend, you know, consoling him throughout the night, consoling him in the back. And I said that he was by himself. Jack, are you familiar with some of the the news and rumors that have been floating around about Kyle Filipowski?
No. What happened?
So this is rumor, and this has also been reported by Jonathan Giovanni from ESPN on their draft show. Apparently, one of the reasons that Kyle Filipowski might have just kind of dropped into the second round, a seven-footer who can shoot, who can pass. Apparently, he seemed nervous during his interviews. Apparently, for all the skills and talent we saw at Duke, it didn't translate into some of the workouts. And Giovanni, an ESPN basketball insider, also reports that some of the teams had potential concerns about the woman who was with him at the draft last night, which apparently is his girlfriend, and not just his girlfriend, is 25 and 26 years old. She's older than him, and there's nothing wrong with being older than that, but the guy just came out of college. And so apparently teams, if, according to some of these reports and rumors, have kind of taken a look at that and said, whoa, this guy got problems. Also, it's been reported that he does not talk, or at least currently have a relationship with his parents. And so this is possibly kind of rung alarm bells. And there's some other texts and messages that are online via family members and on social media, kind of not spilling the beans, but saying, hey, you don't know the whole deal and you don't know the whole story. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with Kyle Filipowski here in the NBA. But it looks like there might be some reasons as to why he kind of fell in the draft. And now he's a member of the Utah Jazz. I guess there would be some concerns when an older woman is with a much younger man. A guy just came out of college. So I don't think they found each other yesterday. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I don't think most people's stock falls in the draft because of personal reasons. Well, sometimes it does. Are you a jerk? Are you a jackass? You got legal issues, your anger issues. I mean, there's a lot of things, but an older girlfriend, I don't know. Maybe he's gullible. Maybe he likes a mature woman. I don't know. Kyle, Jack, you running away from a guy like Kyle because of that in the draft?
I find this a little strange. I mean, because the guy has an older girlfriend, doesn't raise any red flags. But I guess the only thing that would cause a red flag is, like, why is she with him if she's, like, 25, 26, and he's, like, 20 years old? But that wouldn't prevent me from wanting to, like, draft the guy in the first round. The only thing that would prevent me from drafting in the first round was, all right, he has a strange relationship with his family. Like, what's that about? And more kind of like, what's his, like, personal life like? What is his personality like? Is if he's, like, a tough guy to deal with?
He is 20 years old.
Yeah.
The woman who he was with, apparently, is 26 years old.
26, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy who just rolled out of high school, rolled into college at Duke, was only there for, 2 years? And now, boom, all of a sudden, he's with a 26-year-old, and he's 20, and he doesn't talk to his family? Like, yeah. that would kind of make me go, bro, what's up?
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe, yeah, no.
Did she steal you?
Is she like a manipulative person? Yeah, I mean, that could be possible.
Did you get stolen from your family by this woman?
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen. I mean, you think, you go to Duke, you go to a big time school, and now, college, all these college athletes are making money. You never know. I mean, that does happen. That can happen to someone like that. That can happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with him on the Utah Jazz. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Will, he's calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Will. What's on your mind?
Man, what you know about the Arkansas Razorbacks?
Not a lot unless they're winning something.
Well, you know, you talk about Kyle Filipowski. And I just remember, I think we held him to what? Like 10 points.
Okay. Help me out here. What's the conclusion or the main point?
He shouldn't have got drafted.
Okay. It took a whole lot to get there. Thank you, Will, for calling from Arkansas. Is that the basis of a guy getting only holding in the 10 points? If that wasn't one of the dumbest things I've just heard in my life. I mean, come on. We held him to 10 points. Let's not draft him. Okay. All right. You can tell me about Arkansas and their defense, and we saw what they did basketball-wise. How many of their guys got drafted right out of the gate? Come on. Help me out. Help me, please. Get over it. Kyle Filipowski sounds like he that has his own problems, or maybe they're not problems. Maybe these things are just, maybe his girlfriend is a solution. I don't know, to each his own. Maybe Kyle Filipowski will wake up and just say, I don't even want to play in the NBA. I just want to hang out with this lady. Or maybe she needs him to play in the NBA so she can have a lifestyle. I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. Let's call up. That's right. He's not here anymore. I think Jerry Springer is gone. Damn.
I looked more into Kyle Filipowski's girlfriend. I looked up. It says possibly Kyle Filipowski's family allegedly think that the brainwashed by his fiance.
Oh.
So there is the fiance. So it's not just girlfriend. I believe they are engaged to be married. That's what it looks like. I looked it up. So that's another thing, I guess, too. So there you go.
He would not be the first person to, you know, be in a relationship and be brainwashed. Okay. Well, damn it. And if you take a look at his, I don't know if this is reported to be, there's so much online. There is an account, Daniel Filipowski. He says she forced him to cut us off from his life almost 2 years ago, sent us an email and everything, basically an official goodbye letter. Okay. All right. Yep. So we'll see. This is all speculation. I don't know. All I know, I can tell you from personal experience. What year are we in? This is 2024.
Correct.
I know with my own two eyes, in 2018, I watched the Filipowski twins. They were twins. I watched them play basketball for 2 days in Westchester County, New York, the junior NBA games. I know I was there working on behalf of the junior NBA. And I saw the brothers out there just destroying everybody. And I remember vividly, unless my memory's bad, I don't think it is, his mom was there. His mom was there, and why not? Mom is going to watch her two sons play basketball, and yay, they're amazing. Yay, they're good. Now, what happened between when I saw him play and destroyed other kids that are like 5'9" and yesterday getting drafted into the NBA, I don't know. I mean, the last time, this is not good. This is not good at all. The last time I remember a professional athlete like publicly not having any type of relationship with his parents, the last time it was Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. A very, very public situation with Aaron Rodgers. He met Danica Patrick. He's dating Danica Patrick. I don't know who he was dating. I don't think Aaron Rodgers got a relationship with his parents or his brother. I don't know. None of my business. I talked to my mama. I talked to her. Look, good luck to Kyle Filipowski. But when you start meeting some of these people, this goes for the men, too. Men meet the women. Women meet the men. Everybody meets each other. Not everybody has good intentions, trust me. Some JR wisdom. Trust me. Not everybody got good intentions. You know, I wasn't in, obviously, I'm not in Brooklyn. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? Now, I've been to Brooklyn. I lived in New York. I know what goes on up there. And I've been to drafts, NBA drafts, NFL drafts. I've been to Super Bowls. I know a lot of people. I've been to these places, okay? this can be a profession, especially specifically for male sports. This is almost like a game. This can be a profession for some women. We know what they're called. They're women that they're called gold diggers. And specifically for sports, there are women out here that look to prey on young men because one day they're in college and the next day they are making $30 million guaranteed. There's some women who say that's a come up. You don't got to pay for college. You don't got to pay for bills. You don't got to pay for somewhere to live. You can get nice things. You can go on nice trips. You can see nice places. You get exposed to nice things. Like for some people, this is a job. Now, I'm not saying that this is Kyle Filipowski's his fiance's job. I don't know her from a hole in the wall. I don't know her. But the leagues, they teach you about these things. The leagues, the players' associations, they go through entire sessions and seminars to teach these young men about the trappings of the fame that they're just going to inherit. And so maybe Kyle Filipowski got a hardcore lesson right out of the gate. Who you're hanging out with is already having an effect on your money. Or maybe the NBA teams just say, well, he ain't good enough. The Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge thinks he's good enough, and so we'll see what happens. Good luck to Kyle Filipowski. Good luck to all the guys that got drafted, especially Bronny James, because Bronny James, who needed more help than him to get drafted, right? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I told you Asia Wilson and Angel Reese are into a battle right now out in Las Vegas. Compliments all over the place. No beef there, right? Tua Tagovailoa, speaking of quarterbacks, he may not get the money that he wants. Jimmy Butler may not get the money that he wants. And Brandon Ayuk, he might stay with the 49ers. We're going to talk about it all, get into Bronny James. I'll talk to you, 855. 855-